Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Republic. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Patsy, while shopping for groceries, started gossiping to Sonny and Myrtle about seeing Kavita with Denzel. At home, Denzel told Myrtle and Catalina that he was trying to get Kavita to disclose what was bothering her. Later, in the community center ground, Catalina warned Patsy about spreading rumors about Denzel. James was also in the ground and he had a chat with Catalina and accompanied her home, complimenting her on how good she looks. As we return, Marla and Catalina are on the phone.
Marla, girl, being able to send me soul over no man. Them days for me done.
Catalina, you're perfectly right. And Nurse June deserves the respect.
Exactly. But girl, if you see how James, they're watching me. Only thing left for this man grab me and kiss me a beer.
Try, yeah? Stay away from the people, husband.
I don't tell you, me send him a soul, Marla.
Good.
Anyways, how Anil and them children?
Girl, Anil gone in the bush.
What? In this corona time, girl?
Yeah, he and the driver went up with the big truck. Something with the mining operation make he had to travel up.
Oh, gosh. So, when you coming back?
Me, sure.
You see what's going on in them interior regions? Corona tearing tail.
Yes, and it's like the cases just gone up quick, girl.
I hear all kind of things coming out today from them border communities. Hopefully we can get this thing out of control soon, because it's really frightening.
You telling me?
Let me pray and it'll come back safe and sound.
Well, it's not like the cases in rising in Region 4, too.
I know. It's the whole country. We got to pray to whatever God we serve that this thing end quick.
Yes.
But at least you got company with Kavita, Kimol, and Mino.
Yes.
How Kavita doing now?
Girl, what to tell you? I'm really trying.
What's she doing these days?
It's a battle all the time, Catalina. If I tell she do A, she can do B. I can't get through to she.
You think this just got to do with your father's sickness?
Me, you know. But she definitely acting out. Catalina, I'm very worried. Me and why she end up like me? Having a baby when she's still a child?
None of you just want the same for me, children, girl.
I trying my best.
When last you sit down and really talk to she?
I trying all the time for Geshi to open up, but nothing doing.
All you got to keep trying.
I know.
And maybe try get Kimol involved now.
Yeah.
You'd ever get to talk to the boyfriend, father?
Till now. And it's not like you could just turn up at the people's house in this corona crisis.
That's true.
The good thing is that she in Marundoy, so she and he ain't getting to see one another. So, at least for the time, I know that she's not sexually active.
Well, good. Anyways, don't stop try talking to her.
I won't.
Sometimes when young people are acting out, it's a signal that something else is going on.
Catalina, Kavita just stubborn. And she don't tell me how many times that she's ashamed of me because I was a sex worker.
Yeah, but remember, for the most part, they grew up with a father. Who knows what was going on over there?
Girl, these children father give them everything they want. He spoiled them. I ain't see what problem she could have over that.
Still talk to she. And Kimol too. I know he's no problem.
Yeah.
How the father coming along though?
I talked to he 2 days ago. The treatment working, so it looked like he on the way to recovery again.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, girl.
Imagine this man fighting cancer for the second time, eh?
You know. But I guess it's night time.
Uh-huh.
When he come back to Guyana, we ain't got to sit and talk and really figure out how we moving forward with these children.
Yeah, man.
You know, Catalina, I was talking to Shelly the other day.
How's she and Ignatius?
They are right.
Okay.
But she reminded me. Imagine, I was 15 when me and my child father did that. And he was already in his 20s.
Yeah.
It's still when you really sit down and study some of these things that you just realize how advantage tech for you.
Marlo, I could talk about him. I was a teenage mother too, with a man older than myself.
Mm-hmm.
We live and we learn it.
But I gotta break this cycle. Me daughter, she can't end up like me.
I understand. I guess you gotta be thankful that the boy is she age.
A year older, but yes. But how I see it is that it could lead to she ending up with somebody way older.
Well, let me hope that ain't happen. Look, me daughter Alexis is going through the works right now with Malachi. And it's the same case he being older than she, you know. Teenagers ain't mature enough to handle relationship with older men. And Alexis was barely 17 when she started talking to him.
Catalina, I really hope that everything turned out good for your daughter and your child.
Yeah, we're working with a plan so that she could go with some family in Brooklyn. Just time.
Good. We really got to do what we can to save we children.
I wish I could see you right now. I miss you so much too. Hopefully I can come back home soon. Daddy's getting better. Yeah, babes. I will try and get away soon and come and see you. I could just take a taxi from Marundoy. No, I don't want you coming to Marundoy to get me. That's way too risky. Soon, baby, I promise.
Kavita!
Got to go. I'll text you. Love you too. Bye.
Kavita?
Did I give you permission to come in my room?
We talked about this already. You're living under my roof.
I need to remember to lock that door all the time.
Look, Kavita, please don't give me a hard time today. I'm begging you.
What do you want?
I want us to talk.
Again?
Kavita.
Whatever.
Look, I want to ask you some questions.
What questions?
You would tell me if something other than your father's sickness was bothering you?
No.
Kavita, I know that you said you're ashamed of me and all that, but these kind of things you're going on with is not acceptable.
What kind of things? I'm locked up in this stupid house with you all the time doing online school. I can't even go to the shop without you calling me 10 times. I haven't seen my boyfriend in ages.
You don't need to be seeing him, period. And with this coronavirus going on, you need to stay home.
So I mustn't get some fresh air? Kimal gets to go to the community center ground to exercise.
Kimal don't give me any trouble.
I'm glad you think your son is an angel.
For you to get privileges, you got to behave yourself.
Whatever.
Kavita, please. I just want to be a mother to you.
I don't know why. Most of my life, you were not there.
Kavita, your father took you all away from small. He had money, a big house, everything. He felt that he could look after you and Kimal better.
Well, I'm glad he did. Cause who knows how we would have turned out watching you parade with a set of men.
You know I never had any men around when y'all visited me. You ever saw me with any?
Whatever, man. Any good mother would have fought to be more involved in her children's lives. You left daddy alone to raise us. And you know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It's not like your father didn't have help and you visited me regularly.
Yes, a part-time mother. Thank you.
Kavita.
Look, I have to bathe. Just leave me alone.
Kavita, I'm not sure.
Leave me alone.
Kimal?
Yeah, mommy?
I'm coming in. Kimal? You crying?
No, it's nothing.
Kimal, what happened?
It's not anything for you to worry about, mommy.
Is your father? You know he's getting better.
Yeah, I know.
Kimal, so what happened?
I just kind of stressed out, mommy. I guess I miss school and stuff.
Kimal, you're not enjoying doing online school?
Yes, okay, but you know I miss my friends.
Listen, this coronavirus ain't gonna last forever. Things gonna return to normal at some point.
Yeah.
And once the doctor give your father all the clear, he gonna come home.
Yeah, but I miss daddy.
I know, Kimal, I know.
Everything just depressing me. I can't even play basketball with my friends anymore.
Kimal, it ain't gonna last forever. We gonna go back to normal at some point.
Yeah, but mommy, if people continue like they don't care and the virus keeps spreading, all of us will suffer the consequences.
Yes, but
we might be doing the right thing. But the people who behave like they don't care, making it bad for everybody else.
Yes, Kimal, but what I'm
trying... I just want things to go back to normal. I'm tired of living like this.
I know, baby. I know. And
life isn't fair.
Yes, baby. People dying. It's just stress, stress, stress.
Sometimes good people have to suffer for no reason.
Yes, Kimal, life in fear. But
mommy.
Yes, Kimal?
Can you just hold me?
Oh, yes. Come, baby, come. Oh, it can be okay, Kimal. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry.
I'm crying about a lot of things, mommy. Not only that.
Talk to me, Kimal. What happened?
Just hold me, mommy. Please. Mm. Hold me.
Okay, son. Okay. It's all right, Kimal. It's okay, baby. It's going to be okay.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.